which you don't. And this is not kooky stuff. This is stuff that if you go into people who are doing work on a spin theory and a whole lot of other areas of physics in the mainstream are being discussed. What Ben Rich was talking about is that there had been advanced and clandestine research into this area where they already had that information, but that it wasn't going to be allowed out because of the interests that would be harmed if it was. Now, people say, oh, that's so crazy. Well, they think a lot of stuff is crazy until it actually gets proven. If somebody had written the script for 9/11 as a movie or a book with jets flying into World Trade Centers and both of them falling right one after another, everyone has said, oh, that's implausible, impossible. I will tell you that some of the strangest things are actually true, and the conventional wisdom that's being force-fed to folks like you, unfortunately, is a fiction. Much of what's been said in the world of physics and what's possible is, in fact, a fiction. And this can be proven. I recommend that you see read a book. It's about 1,000 pages long, the Colonel Tom Bearden, and he's a physicist, PhD, who's written a book called Energy from the Vacuum. And he goes into this issue of quantum vacuum space and these sorts of energy and propulsion systems, and it's an excellent, highly referenced scientific book.
Hey, Jesse, what we do on the show actually is a little bit different. I mean, I don't tell people what to think. I entertain all kinds of points of view.
Right.
And, I let you discern for yourself, and it's of no consequence to
see. They're very, very strong.
All right, let's speculate for just a moment in the closing moments of our show what life might be like on this planet. If some of the things that you suspect, some of the things that we might hear about in the Disclosure Project were manifest in terms of technology and energy and so on, how might life as we know it here on this planet change?
Well, the first thing that could happen is that within 5 years, we would be completely energy independent from the need for importing oil.
5 years?
5 years.
There's a lot of vehicles that need to be replaced.
Yes, but in 5 years, you could do enough to transition with these technologies so you would no longer be dependent on foreign oil. Number two, we would begin to heal the biosphere. The global warming, the loading of carbon dioxide and other pollutants would stop, and I believe that the Earth has its own, as an organism, looking at it medically as an organism, can kind of heal and correct a lot of the damage that's been done to the Earth over the last 100 years or so of industrial development. The other big thing that would happen is that people listening would no longer be paying $2,000 to $5,000 a year of their income for gas and oil and utilities. So you would have an enormous amount of economic activity to be freed up out of a very centralized energy sector into many other activities. And I think the most important change we would see is that the developing world, which is doing the most environmental damage right now, by the way, such as China, would be able to have a source of energy so that they could develop, alleviating much of the world's poverty without also destroying the Earth.
He's Dr. Sleep.